Cloud cost unit economics. The metric. Every CFO should own total. Cloud spend tells you how much you're paying. Unit cost economics tell you whether you're getting value for it. Here's how to build cost per unit metrics that connect cloud investment to business outcomes. A company spending $500,000 a month on cloud infrastructure and growing 40% year over year might be making a smart investment or running a structural margin problem. And the total spend number alone cannot tell you which. The metric that answers this question is unit cost. What does it cost to deliver one unit of your core product or service? Unit cost economics are the bridge between cloud infrastructure and business performance. They're the language that connects engineering's infrastructure decisions to finance's margin targets. And they're the only framing that allows a CFO to answer the question every board will eventually ask. Is our cloud spend growing faster or slower than our business? Defining your unit. The first question is what constitutes a unit. This varies by business model, and the right answer is the one that connects most directly to revenue and value delivery. Customers or users, cost per monthly active customer, is the most intuitive unit for subscription businesses. Every customer drives a reasonably similar amount of infrastructure usage, so this metric is stable and comparable period over period. Transactions, for payment processors, e-commerce platforms, or any business where volume is measured in transactions rather than customers, cost per transaction is more precise. This metric is also useful for internal cost allocation, the cost per processed record, per document generated, per API call served. Revenue. Cloud cost as a percentage of revenue is a simple but powerful metric. It tells you whether infrastructure efficiency is improving relative to business output and is directly comparable across periods of growth or contraction. Product-specific units. For multi-product businesses, each product may have its own natural unit: cost per video stream hour, cost per gigabyte stored, cost per model inference call. These are more precise, but require attribution at the product level, which demands good tagging discipline. The right unit is the one that the business already measures and that engineering can connect to infrastructure resources. Start with the simplest unit your data supports. What unit cost tells you that total spend doesn't. It reveals whether growth is efficient. A company growing from $400K to $500K in cloud spend looks fine on a total spend basis, until you know customer count only grew from 48K to 50K. The cost per customer increased from $833 to $10. The cloud cost is growing faster than the business it supports, which is a margin problem. It creates a shared language between engineering and finance. We need to spend $2 more on cloud this year is a budget request. Our cost per customer is $10, and the target for next year is $8. Is a performance target that both engineering and finance can reason about together. It exposes architectural debt. Legacy systems often have high unit costs because they were built when scale efficiencies weren't important. When you track cost per unit, the technical debt has a financial price tag. Migrating to the new infrastructure will reduce cost per customer from $10 to $6 NARS is a business case, not just a technical preference. It sets a meaningful improvement target. Reduce cloud costs by 15% is an aspirational target with no engineering anchor. Reduce cost per customer from $10 to $850 by Q4 is actionable. It tells engineering what efficiency target to aim for, and it gives finance a verifiable number to track. Building the metric. Implementing cost per unit requires two data sources: cost attribution and business volume data. Cost attribution comes from your cloud billing data with tag-based or account-based allocation. For cost per customer, you want total infrastructure cost for the production environment serving customers, not including development, staging, or shared services that aren't customer-facing. Define what's in and out of the metric and apply it consistently. Business volume comes from your product analytics, CRM, or data warehouse. Monthly active customers, monthly transaction count, or monthly revenue, whichever unit you've chosen. Pull this from the authoritative source and agree with engineering on which definition to use. Divide. Track monthly. Set an annual target. The implementation work is primarily in the cost attribution, ensuring that the right costs are being counted. Organizations with good tagging discipline can build this metric in days. Organizations with poor tagging will need to improve attribution first. Communicating to the board-level cloud cost reporting is most compelling when it includes a unit economics story. Our cloud spend increased 22% year over year from 4.8 NAS to 5.9 NAS. During the same period, our customer base grew 35% from 42,000 to 56,700. As a result, our cost per customer decreased from 952 to 867, an improvement of 9%, indicating that our infrastructure is scaling more efficiently than our customer growth. This is a paragraph that every CFO and board member can understand. It connects a line item to business performance. It shows that the increase in absolute spend was accompanied by improvement in unit efficiency, and it provides a basis for the next question: what's the target for next year? Cost Defender provides the cost attribution and trend tracking that makes unit economics measurable. Connecting infrastructure spend to business volume so finance can report on cloud efficiency, not just cloud cost.